you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Are you concerned with unemployment? That college students are unable to find work? That middle-aged people are being laid off and their pension funds challenged? One solution is to become an entrepreneur, to own your own business. Richard Leap, an entrepreneurial consultant, is able to guide and advise one who is interested in starting their own business. An informational meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m., February 15th, at the Palm City Recreational Center, located at 2701 Cornell Avenue in Palm City, located at the foot of the Palm City Bridge. This is not a business opportunity or a multi-level marketing program. This meeting is an informational meeting for one who is interested in getting the help and guidance needed in starting their own business. For more information, Richard Leap is available at 772-341-7741. That's 772-341-7741. 7741.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
See, I want you to hear something this morning. When God couldn't help you by being removed from your problem, He got involved with your problem. God said, I can't deliver these people by being abstract. I can't deliver these people by hanging up in heaven, just watching them. I can't just deliver these people by walking on the streets of gold and standing behind the pearly gates. I can't do anything for these people that are crippled down there if I stay up here. I've got to put on what they've put on. I've got to walk where they walked. I got to sit where they sit. I got to know what they've been going through in order to make a covenant with them and deliver them. Hallelujah. So God Almighty slipped into human flesh. He was born of a virgin this Christmas. And He entered into a life of the man. Praise the Lord. He became flesh. He was born in a pasture of sheep that were meant to be sacrificed in the temple as the one permanent sacrifice for our life.
Hallelujah.
If I could just get a Holy Ghost witness in here, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, God became a man. And He said, now, Jason, I'm going to walk where you've walked. I'm going to go where you've been. I'm going to understand what it's like to come to my own and my own receive me not. I'm going to understand the rejection that you deal with. I'm going to understand what it's like to walk through a city of people because the anointing that's on your life, they want to push you off of a cliff. Come on, how many of that happened to Jesus? I want to understand what it's like to spend 40 days in fasting and prayer and have hunger pains so strong in my appetite and not be satisfied with food. I'm going to know what it's like to watch my mother weep because of what I'm going through as she watches me suffer and give my life away. And the Bible says that He slipped into human flesh and He was born among the sheep. And for 33 years, God, the creator of the heavens and earth, walked like a man. But He said, you know, it's not just walking like a man that'll benefit them. I got to do something else. I can't just do that. I've got to make a covenant with them. I've got to make an agreement with them. And God entered into an agreement with mankind so that all of my resources are His resources, so that all of everything that I need comes from Him, and that He can meet every need of my life because He's got a covenant with me. He said, I've got to go and enact a better covenant. Somebody say a better covenant. How many know He made a better covenant with better promises? And He said, I've got the marks of a covenant. You know, the night before they took Him, the night before He was betrayed, He was at a communion meal. He shared a covenant meal on that night. And then He walked in the Pilate's judgment hall. He understood what it was like to have his beard plucked out. He understood what it meant to have a crown of thorns placed on his head. And He was led up a hill to Calvary. And they laid Him down on a tree. And all of a sudden, the marks of a covenant began to take place in His life. He wasn't nailed in His shoulders and He wasn't nailed in His hips. But the Bible says in His hands were the mark of a covenant. and it would be known for generations. The Son of God, who had become a man, took the marks of a covenant. And the Bible declares that even after he rose from the dead, and Thomas says, "Is that really you, Jesus? Is that really you? Are you really him?" He said, "Thomas, all I got to do is show you the mark of my covenant. See the nail prints in my hands. I've made a covenant with you, with my own blood." How many are glad this morning that you're in covenant with God?
Amen.
Yes. He said, "I want you to know something. I've been marked, and I'm in covenant with you." Oh, church, I hear the voice of God saying to us this morning, you might not look like much, you might not feel like much, you might not have a job, you might not have a husband, you might not have a wife, you might not have no money to meet your bills, but you have a covenant. You have a covenant. And the God in heaven is looking down at you this morning, and he's saying this loudly and firmly. He's saying, "I remember. I remember. I remember. I remember." Somebody say, "I remember." They might have been dropped, but they haven't been forgotten. I remember I've got a covenant with my people. He didn't look for him in the palace. He looked for him in pastureless land. He didn't look for him over on Wall Street. He looked for him in a place of brokenness and a place of hurt. See, some of you may look at me where I'm at and you say, "Man, if that's all there is, I don't know if I want what you got. If that's all there is to being a Christian." But I want to tell you this morning, he has put his garment over me, and he took my robes of rags that were in my life that represented bondage and sin. He took them off of my life, and he put on a robe of righteousness. And now I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus because of his covenant. He said to me, "Take my sword and take my shield, and I'll become your buckler." He said, "If you ever need anything, just ask it in my name." I mean, that's an awesome promise. If you get through the door, if you get to the king's table, if you need anything, just tell him that Jesus sent you. Woo, how many of you glad you got a covenant this morning? Come on, somebody shout hallelujah. You might have been dropped, but you haven't been forgotten. Do you realize what it means to have this covenant? It means that every time the enemy of your soul tries to do something to you, God turns it around for your good. That's the promise of the covenant. No matter how bad the outlook, he turns it for your good. Do you know what kind of good news that is? Think about the people that don't have a covenant. When bad things happen to them, they just call it bad luck. When bad things happen to you because you got a covenant, it turns out for your good. Isn't it just good to be able to look at the devil and say, "Devil, I know you tried to kill my family. I know you tried to kill me. But you know what? It don't matter because God's going to use it for my good." "Devil, you meant to merchandise me. Try to sell me into slavery. It ain't happening because I've been bought with a price. I've been bought by the blood of Jesus. And you don't own me and you can't bind me up. I'm in a covenant." Somebody say, "I'm in a covenant." You know, everything wasn't handed to me on a silver platter. I had to learn how to wait on the Lord. Come on now. I had to learn how to wait on the Lord until he called me. But I want you to know something, baby. I'm a survivor. I know how to hang on. I might not look like I got it all together, but I know how to survive. Woo, hallelujah. People might criticize me. They might drop me, but I'm still here. And the king has called. And guess what? I'm sitting at the table. And you can sit at the table too. Woo! Hallelujah. You know, I want you to know something. You see me jumping and shouting, it isn't because I've experienced all this pain. It's because on the other side of it, I've had victory. It's because I've been where some of y'all have been. I've been where some of you are right now. I've been through those days where I wanted to get up and I couldn't get up. And all I did was just roll over. I've walked through them days where I've tried to plan out my whole day and I've tried to meet the right people and nothing worked out all day. And it was dark before I knew it. I go, "What happened?" Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Nothing seemed to come together. I've scheduled my deliverance and watched the sun go down and still not be delivered. Anybody? Yeah. I was crippled, but one day I heard the voice of the Father saying, son, I remember, I've got a covenant with you. Don't you worry about nothing. And when nobody else can deliver you, I'll deliver you. When nobody else is there, I'll bear you on the right arm of my salvation. And the mark of my covenant will be with you all the days of your life. I remember. Somebody say, I remember. I mean, I've been dropped, but I ain't been forgotten. Touch somebody and say, I've been dropped, but I ain't been forgotten. Come on, are y'all happy today?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to go as fast as I can. Y'all hang on. Remember about 10 years ago, I think before Y2K, if you can think back that far, they used to have this people, they'd get in a fight, and they'd get in an argument, and they'd be talking, and they'd just be going back and forth, and somebody would throw up their hand, and they'd say, talk to the hand, because the ears ain't listening. Some of y'all too ain't old enough to remember that, but who remembers that? Talk to the hand because the ears ain't listening. I ain't going to hear it no more. Talk to the hand because I don't want to hear it anymore. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's right. Uh-huh. That's right. The next time the devil is driving you crazy and telling you, you ain't no good, you ain't going to make it, you ain't never going to get that done, how you missed it, how you've crippled yourself, how you're a mess, where you've been, how you've been dropped, ain't nobody been there to pick you up, how you're never going to succeed, you just need to say, come here, devil, come here. Come here, come here. Talk to the head. Because the ears ain't listening. Talk to the hand because I have been marked by a covenant in the hand of God. He bore my sickness. By his stripes I am healed. He was pierced for me. And I am in covenant with him. Just talk to the hand because the ears ain't listening. Talk to the hand that has been marked by nails, that has been pierced for me. Talk to the hand because I ain't going to hear no more. Somebody say, I've got a covenant.
I've got a covenant.
That's what you got to do. You got to look at them and say, I've got a covenant, devil. I've got a covenant. And that means that if you're my enemy, then you're his enemy. If you're trying to get me, then you're going after him. And we already know he done whooped you once. He defeated you, put you under his feet, and you have no authority anymore. Talk to the hand, devil, because I ain't listening. Come on, somebody, listen to me today. You are a testimony. How many know you're a testimony this morning? You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't have any time for anybody that really wants to argue with me about whether Jesus is real or not. I mean, come on. Look at me, baby. If you can't look at me and understand that Jesus is real, then you messed up. The fact that I can get out of the bed and not have a nervous breakdown is proof that Jesus is real. A lot of y'all missed a good place to shout. My life is a testimony that Jesus is real. The fact that I'm standing here is a testimony that Jesus is real. Some of you, when you realize what you've been through in life and what he's brought you out of, your life is a testimony. The fact that you're alive is a testimony that Jesus is real. You've been dropped, but you ain't been forgotten. Hey, I'm telling you, I hear the voice of the Lord just saying, come on, come on, come on. Come on, somebody, sit at the table. Have a seat at the table. Pull up to the table. Take all those crippled marks and just slide them under the table. Let me just cover you with the tablecloth because I've spread a table for you for whosoever wants to. If you want to come, come. You're invited. I've paid a way. I've opened the door. They're standing at the door saying, welcome. All you got to do is walk in and sit down at the table and pull yourself up under the table and start eating. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Wallace Ramming, inviting you to join me every Friday at 1 p.m. beginning on December 7th for my new program, Words to Observe and Obey, the radio ministry of New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
Thank you. Thank you. you can mend this broken heart of mine? Can you work to make what's left of it your perfect design?
This is